Hello, and welcome to A Day's Journey podcast. I am Yoshi Walker, your host. Welcome back to another week. This week, I'm going to speak about faith-based coping strategies. We're on episode 18, and I want to just get right into it, but please make sure that you download, share, or leave a review on the Apple podcast so that these messages can reach more people. And if you have any questions, you may send them to adaysjourneypodcast@gmail.com. So I want to continue to mention about my Heal Out Loud grief journal. And this journal was written just specifically for you to write out your emotions. Your journal will help you speak your truth without judgment, entangle those confusing thoughts. You can honor your loved one and explore continuing the narrative in your life after loss. And so with this journal, it has mood tracking features. It allows you to document your emotions, your energy levels in the moment, and it helps you gain valuable insights into your healing process. So it's 160 pages filled with writing prompts, inspiring quotes, comforting prayers, and uplifting scriptures to help provide solace to encourage you along the way. So remember, we're healing day by day with the daily prompt scriptures and prayers. And so I encourage you to order it on Amazon, Heal Out Loud by Miyoshi Walker on Amazon.com. So let's get into the episode again. I mentioned that I will speak about faith-based coping strategies. And so we're going to explore like the different strategies and practices that can help us as individuals not navigate our grief and trauma. So I'm going to give a topic along with a strategy and scripture, and then after which I will list the benefits of each. So the first thing that I would say that will help us through our coping, and that can be a beneficial coping strategy while we are healing, or when we're trying to navigate through that grief or that trauma or those things that's coming against us of the world, is prayer and meditation. And say, so Philippians 4:6-7 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus." So the strategy here is to engage in daily prayer and meditation to find and see God's guidance in your life, in your situations. He will lead and guide you in any and every direction. He is there waiting for us to call out to him, to ask us to lead and guide us in the direction in which he wants us to go on our decisions. It even says that we can confide in him on what to wear for the next day. And so in prayer and meditation, we should go to God and don't be anxious. Do not to be anxious about anything, but in every situation in prayer and petition. And that's praying and meditating on those things and knowing that the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds in Jesus Christ. So that's good to know that through prayer and meditation, that those things will take place. And the second thing, or the second coping strategy, is trusting in God's plan. And we all know so well Proverbs 3:5-6. And if you don't, just familiarize yourself with the scripture, because with this scripture, you know, it can be a foundation to help you navigate different things and life points and life moments of things that you go through. But Proverbs 3:5-6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight." And so when we do this, we surrender to God's plan and trust that he's working for our good, and we're not leaning to our own understanding. So even in times of grief and trauma, we can trust him to surrender our hearts and our plans and our trust with him, because he will make our path straight. And the third coping strategy is seeking a community of support. And the scripture I'm going to read is Galatians 6:2. It says, "Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. So when we connect with community or support, we find comfort and companionship during those difficult times, and they can uplift us and help us navigate through those difficult moments or show us support in areas that we may not even think of during that time. Because one of the things that that helped me through on my healing process were the little things that I did not think of while I was grieving or in my grief moments, or just, you know, going through different moments in my life. I would, you know, God would always send someone a word or someone on time, whether it was groceries or to babysit or to, you know, just get me out of the house or just cook dinner for my family. It's just the small things when you just don't have the energy to do or even think about doing in that moment, but that community and that support is beneficial because they will help you carry the burden. They will pray for you. They will, you know, do things out of the ordinary, and God can make them extraordinary. So I just encourage you to seek your community and support. And I always speak about that. And I think that's important to incorporate, you know, on your healing and your faith journey. And so the fourth coping strategy is practicing forgiveness. Ephesians 4:31-32 says, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. So that's Ephesians 4:31-32. And it's very important to practice forgiveness, because when we practice forgiveness, we embrace the power of forgiving and release that anger and resentment that we may be holding on to. And then we can promote that healing, and we can reconcile with those emotions and or those individuals if it's in God's will. And so I had to learn this strategy along with my healing process, because how can I not forgive if God have not forgiven me? If God can forgive me, how can I not forgive others? Because he is the Lord, our God, that, you know, he has the power to fully forgive. So if I am to be in his image, we are to display ourselves as such. And when we ask for that forgiveness, or we forgive the person, that doesn't mean that the connection has to be the same, or, you know, you have to associate yourself, but just having that component of practicing that forgiveness so you don't hold on to that anger and resentment. And then it's holding you in bondage, and the person may not know, they may know their intentions, but at the same time, you are releasing the anger and resentment that you're holding on to. So according to Ephesians 4:31-32, it says to get rid of all bitterness. The fifth strategy is gratitude and counting our blessings. So according to 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, the scripture says, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, and this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So in that verse, this is actually one of the verses that I love, because it says rejoice always. And, you know, you probably say, well, how can we always want to rejoice? I find goodness in every day, because if I have woke up or been woken up by Jesus and he allowed me to see another day, it's purpose in it. So we can rejoice always. And it says to pray continually. So throughout the day, I'm praying, even if it's just a little whisper, Lord, bless my family, bless an individual if I see them on the street, you know, or just praying for something. It say pray continually and give thanks in all circumstances. So in all circumstances, we should give thanks, no matter good, bad, or otherwise, because it says it is God's will for you. And so when we have a strategy or a coping mechanism of gratitude and we're counting our blessings, it cultivates a grateful heart, and we can regularly acknowledge and give thanks to God's blessings, even in difficult times, because God is still good. He still blesses us. He still gives us, you know, hope and love and support in the areas where we probably don't think about. He worked behind the scenes of, you know, making sure that his children are okay. So we should cultivate a grateful heart by regularly acknowledging, giving thanks to God for the blessings that he give us, even during those difficult times. And so the sixth strategy is biblical meditation. And the scripture is Psalms 1:2-3. It says, "But whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night? That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do, prosper." My goodness. So if we meditate on scripture to find wisdom, strength, and spiritual nourishment, I would encourage you to go read the scripture, because to read it and to see it in those words that are placed there in Psalms 1:2-3, it says, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, who meditates on his law day and night. So that's that. When you meditating, you're studying his word, you're gaining a relationship with Christ. And so then it goes on, the scripture goes on to say, and that person is like a tree planted by streams of water. And so when I think of that, I visualize trees that's planted by streams of water that's flowing heavily and harshly and fast. But the tree is so rooted and so planted that it will not be moved. It will not be uprooted. And so, and then the scripture goes on to say, which yields its fruit in season. So when it's time for you to gain the fruit, you will get the fruit in season that you are supposed to gain it. And it says, whose leaf does not wither, whatever they do prosper. So to know that if I can study God's word and he can give me the wisdom, the strength, and the spiritual nourishment that I need, and I can meditate on his word day and night. And that doesn't mean that you have to stay long hours, but however you led to study God's word, by any means, I encourage you to do so. But it says, whatever they do, prosper. And so with that, knowing that in time, in God's timing, what you do will prosper. You have to meditate on his word, trust him, ask for the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and you'll get that spiritual nourishment. So when those things come against you, whether it's heartache, traumas, pain, difficulties in life, making a decision, God will lead, guide you, and direct you. And then when you feel like you're depleted or you do not have the courage or the strength to go on, it'll give you that spiritual nourishment that you can refer back to when you can't utter a word. You can remember the scripture. So we are to biblically meditate each day. And it says day and night per the scripture. But you have to do it according to how you're led to do it. But scripture says day and night. So the seventh strategy is serving others. I love to serve others because it's a form of my heart of doing those things. It's a form of healing. It's a form of reflecting Christ's love through the acts of kindness, not because for recognition, not for any of that, but simply because I am serving with the heart of Christ. And the scripture that I'm going to read is Matthew 25:40. It says, the king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for the one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. So that's telling me even what I did for the least of these, our brothers and sisters of Christ, we're doing it for Christ, according to Matthew 25:40. So we have to find healing and purpose by serving others in need, and we can reflect Christ's love through those acts of kindness. And so these faith-based coping strategies can help us find the strength, hope, and resilience that we need in order to navigate the griefs and traumas that we go through with our faith. And so here's the benefits to those. So with the prayer and meditation, the benefit of it is that we get to engage daily in prayer and meditate And this allows us to connect with God and find that solace and to seek his guidance. And it promotes a sense of inner peace and give us the comfort in knowing that we are not alone in suffering. And so it helps us because through prayer and meditation, we can pour out our emotions and concerns to God, and we can find that reassurance and the belief that he listens and he does care for us. And with this practice, it helps calms our mind in the time of need, and it can reduce our anxiety, and it can definitely foster a deep connection with God, which is essential for healing. So that's a benefit to the prayer and meditation. And then a benefit to trusting in God's plan. The benefit in trusting God's plan is just how this approach, it encourages individuals to surrender that control and trust that God is working it out for your good. And it can ease the burden of trying to make sense of difficult circumstances, and it allows each of us to find that comfort in God's sovereignty and his wisdom. Because the benefit of it is when we trust in God's plan, even in the face of grief and trauma and those things that we go through, those difficulties, it provides a simple sense of purpose and hope. It shifts our purpose from personal understanding to faith and into a higher loving purpose and trusting his plan, knowing that he has our best interests at heart. So we need to have and know that it's benefits to trust in God's plan. And so when we seek community support, it helps us by when we share our journey with others who share their faith, and other individuals can find that emotional support, prayers can be received, we can gain valuable insights from those who have faced similar or familiar challenges. This is a sense of community that you don't have to feel isolated, and it can promote healing through shared faith. And so the benefit of it is connecting with a faith community and support, because it fosters a sense of belonging and understanding, and it provides a safe place to share experiences and receive the encouragement and offer support to others. Because, you know, even though we all share grief or experiences, it may be different, but it's relatable. And so when we seek that community support, having that community support just fosters that sense of belonging, like I stated. And we can hear the healing through the shared faith and how someone else have navigated through it, and knowing that God will be there by your side. And so the benefit of practicing forgiveness is because if we follow biblical principles of forgiveness and we allow individuals to let go of, you know, those things that they have done to us or said to us, it allows you and I to let go of bitterness and find emotional freedom. It can align with those teachings of Christ that's in his word. It can promote that inner peace, and we can have that the reconciliation with others. We are definitely moving towards healing when we do that. And so the benefit is embracing the forgiveness, because it releases the burden of that anger and resentment as stated before, and then leading into that emotional healing that we need. Because when you practice forgiveness, it's not for necessarily the other person. However, it can help, but it's for you to release and relinquish that anger and that resentment and that bitterness and that unforgiveness. So you have to forgive. And so I've learned to do that over time, because, you know, not to give recognition, but the enemy wants you to stay right there with the bitterness and the anger and the resentment, so that you cannot heal and so that you can't move forward, so that you can stay stagnant and mad. And, you know, those things can weigh on you. It can aid you. It can do internal damage by causing stress. Stress is, you know, is dangerous. It can be dangerous and not good for your health. So practice forgiveness. And so another benefit is gratitude and counting the blessings. So with that, as mentioned before, when we express thanks, even for the smallest blessings, it reminds others of God's goodness. And with this practice, we can lift spirits and show our light. And those things that when people feel in despair, it can reduce their feelings of despair and encourage them to have a hopeful attitude in challenging times. Because the benefit in it is cultivating this gratitude of in the mindset while we're in the midst of going through of grief or trauma or these life situations that happens. It shifts the focus from the pain to the blessings. And then it can foster a positive outlook of knowing that what God can do, if he done it for this individual, he can definitely do it for me, or the promises that God has given me, I can count those blessings of knowing that he will see them through. And so when we do this, the benefits of the biblical meditation is because if we immerse ourselves in God's word, we can gain insight and encouragement. And then scripture offers guidance and comfort and that renewed sense of purpose, which can be a source of having that resilience and source of healing. But we have to meditate on scripture because the scripture provides wisdom, strength, and spiritual nourishment, as mentioned. So the benefits is that we gain the wisdom and strength and that spiritual nourishment that we need. So when difficult and hard times come, we can know and rely on his word, as well as, you know, the support system, as well as, you know, praying and knowing that God's word can be that foundation when we're going through. And then the benefit of serving others is just how it helps. It engage in showing acts of kindness and service. It can redirect our focus away from our own pain and allow us to serve and help others. It can allow us to make a positive impact on others' lives, foster a sense of purpose and fulfillment that continues during our own healing. When we serve others, the benefit in it, when we serve others in need, it reflects Christ's love. Because when we're in need, he definitely sends us what we need and allows others to serve us, whether it's to prepare a meal, to clean our homes, or to just show support and prayer. It still provides a sense of purpose and fulfillment, even in the midst of our personal suffering, when we serve others. So when we incorporate these faith-based coping strategies while navigating our grief and trauma, the healing with faith, it can lead to emotional, spiritual, and physical restoration. So these strategies I found to work for me in my framework of asking God how and what I need to do. It can work for anyone, but you have to lean on faith, draw your strength from your relationship with God, and you have to ultimately just find that hope and healing in the midst of your adversity. When you have that biblical foundation and that faith foundation, you are able to navigate and have and utilize these faith-based coping strategies and the benefits as well. So that's it for today's episode of the faith-based coping strategy. So I hope if you have any questions or you would like to share your own journey, please reach out again to our email at adaysjourneypodcast@gmail.com or any of our social media channels. And until next time, may you find peace, healing, and unwavering trust in God's plan. Take care. Many blessings to you. And don't forget, I want to hear from you, your thoughts of the episode. So don't forget to leave a review on the Apple Podcast so that we can get the word out to others as well. Remember, we're healing day by day, healing out loud. Many blessings to you. Have a good rest of the week.